member of Donald Trump's White House team is now in prison. Peter Navarro, who served as the former president's trade advisor, reported to a Miami jail today to begin serving a four-month sentence for contempt of Congress, the result of his defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee. He is the first Trump administration official to be sentenced in connection with the attempt to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss. Before turning himself in, Navarro lashed out.
Every person who has taken me on this road to that prison is a friggin' Democrat and a Trump hater. It starts with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who forms the J6 committee. I'm pissed. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I'm also afraid of only one thing. I'm afraid for this country, because this, what they're doing, should have a chilling effect on every American, regardless of their party. If they come for me, they can come for you.
Andrew Weissman, I have never seen a draft jury instruction quite like it. What are Jack Smith's options here?
Well, there's a reason you've never seen anything like it. I don't think Bradley and I have either. Last week, Bradley was trying to come up with the best Yiddish phrase for this. And I have sort of two M words for you. Meshugana, which is what this is, because the choice is that was given by Judge Cannon to the parties is to ask Jack Smith, so please draft a jury instruction assuming that the earth is flat. Mm-hmm. And the second one is please draft a jury instruction assuming that the earth is square. And so the second M word is mandamus. Mandamus is the ability to, it's not an appeal, it's for extraordinary actions by a district court that it so clearly violate the law that you can appeal it right then and there. It's a very tough standard. But at this point, what she did today is so nutty and so against a point that Bradley's been making, which is that the 11th Circuit has actually already decided this issue, and what she has proposed is against what the 11th Circuit has already reversed her on. I really think, you know, to the extent that you think that she is engaging in partisanship, which I do, there really has to be a time that you take her up on and you do this mandamus to get to the 11th Circuit before she gets to trial, because that's when she has the unilateral ability to thread this case out and it cannot be appealed.
Fact check me on this, folks. Fact check me. Every person who has taken me on this road to that prison is a friggin' Democrat and a Trump hater. Let me walk you through it. It starts with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who forms the J6 committee, blows away all the rules, improperly constituted, unduly authorized, an unlawful committee. She puts on seven Democrats, every single one of them, fact check it, every single one of those went after Donald Trump through two impeachments and the Russia hoax. And all they want to do is stop Trump. And the two Republicans on there were not Republicans at all. Liz Cheney, who hates Donald Trump because Trump told the truth about her daddy. Her daddy killed people with the Iraq and Afghanistan war, and everybody in this country knows that. Pelosi, the J6 committee, they subpoenaed me. The Congress itself, when they voted my contempt charge, a strict party vote line. If the House had been held by Republicans, I wouldn't be here. The Democrats pushed me, what? And then we get the Department of Justice. Boy, is that a misnomer now. The two prosecutors in the case, one of them, we got a letter she wrote to Bill Barr showing her never Trump credentials. And they are the ones who, during the trial, consistently insisted I was acting above the law when they wouldn't let me explain to the jury why I was obeying the law. I get convicted. Then it goes to the jury. Did I mention the jury? Look, I love anybody who serves on a jury, okay? I do not criticize the jury itself as individuals. But would you as a Republican and a member of the Trump administration want to sit before 12 people drawn from a voter registration pool in which 95% of the people voted for Joe Biden. That's astonishing. So I get in front of that jury. The judge had already stripped me of the defenses, and I'm facing that jury. And by the way, the judge who stripped me of the defenses fact-checked me on this. Before he got appointed to the bench by Barack Obama, he was what's called a bundler. You know what a bundler is? He bundled checks to give to the campaign of candidate Obama. And coincidentally, he winds up on the bench. Democrat, 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 Democrat.
I think it's a shame. I think it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to our nation what they did to him.
We love you, Trump!
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. President's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Tuesday, 19 March, year of our Lord, 2024. Historic day. First time in the history of this republic that a senior White House official has gone to prison because of what he did in the line of duty, which was to have President Trump's back on executive privilege. Mike Davis joins us. A lot to go through, including Judge Cannon. Also, a blockbuster announcement by the Supreme Court we talked about this morning. They surprised everybody. Came out today, 5-4, about Texas arresting illegal aliens and sending them back home. Mike, let's start with Peter Navarro. You know Peter very well. He's one of the mainstays of War Room, as are you. Your thoughts, sir?
This is an absolute disgrace. What President Biden, the Biden Justice Department, and these four Obama judges in D.C., Judge Maida on the D.C. District Court, and Judges Wilkins, Pollard, and Millett on the D.C. Circuit, these four partisan hack Obama judges working with the Biden Justice Department and President Biden himself have eviscerated 250 years of constitutional executive privilege going back to George Washington, where presidents can get candid advice from their White House advisors and their outside advisors, from presidential advisors, without fear that those advisors will be held before grand juries and before Congress to have to reveal what they discussed. We have privilege with judges and their law clerks. We have privilege with members of Congress and their staff. Why the hell wouldn't you have constitutional executive privilege? And they're doing this because they think they're going to get Trump. These Democrat operatives, these Democrat judges, and these cowardly Republican judges think that this is all going to go away if President Trump goes away. And they're causing so much destruction to the presidency and therefore our country. It's a disgrace what they've done. The Supreme Court got this last minute emergency petition, and the Chief Justice John Roberts said, oh, we're not going to decide the merits of the case, but essentially Peter Navarro and his attorneys didn't check the right box on executive privilege, so we're going to let him go to prison for 4 months, but don't worry, we're not deciding the merits of this case. This is legally what we call bull.
Next time, I really want you to tell me what you think, Mike. Tremendous summary. Let's go to Weissman Kane at Citizen Free Press had a magnificent stack last night. What was it that Judge Cannon did in the classified documents case that had last night at 10 o'clock on MSNBC? I mean, Weissman losing it, all of MSNBC losing it, this morning, Morning Mika. What did she actually do?
It sounds like Andrew Weissman had one too many espresso martinis last night because he was going berserk. And what Judge Cannon is doing is what you do for every criminal trial in America, is you have to have jury instructions. And so you have the government provide proposed jury instructions and the defendant provide proposed jury instructions. So the judge gets the law right and it instructs the jury on the law. The jury finds the facts. The judge tells the jury what the law is, and you have to make sure that you get the jury right. And Andrew Weissman's going berserk saying that Judge Cannon is asking about the Presidential Records Act and how unprecedented that is. That's right. It's unprecedented because we've never had a former president ever charged for any crime, period, let alone for having his presidential records in the office of former president, which is allowed by Congress. It's funded by Congress. So is the staff with their security clearances. So is the Secret Service protection 24/7, 365. President Trump was allowed to have his presidential records, classified or not, in the office of former presidents. Unlike Joe Biden, who had 7 stashes of stolen classified records from his time as vice president, even as senator, so he had to have stuffed them down his diaper and taken them out of the Senate skiff. He moved these records several times. They were unguarded for years, accessible by his Chinese agents, almost certainly used by Hunter to secure Burisma funding illegally, and definitely used by Joe Biden to get $8 million for his stupid book that only D.C. lobbyists bought. So what did the Biden Justice Department do? What did Merrick Garland do? They did a raid on President Trump and charged him for presidential records he's allowed to have while they gave a pass to Joe Biden for his stolen classified records.
Mike, can you hang on? I want to go to break and say a little thing about Peter Navarro, and I want to talk to you about Texas, what's happening in Texas. One last thing. Was it they're complaining that it's too early for jury instructions? Isn't that a little odd that it happens this early, or is she doing that to test the theory of their case?
She's probably doing it for both reasons, because guess what? When the Biden Justice Department, when Jay Bratt, who is a deep state goon in the Biden Justice Department, went to this biased magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart down in Florida, who had just recused from Trump's civil lawsuit against Hillary Clinton for his Facebook post bashing Trump. Somehow that judicial bias went away 6 weeks later when Jay Bratt went to Bruce Reinhart and got this unprecedented, unnecessary, and unlawful home raid on Trump for presidential records he's allowed to have. But guess what? Jay Bratt didn't cite the Controlling Presidential Records Act. He cited the Espionage Act, which does not apply to the president's presidential records he's allowed to have.
Okay, Mike Davis, hang on. I want to talk about Texas. Also, somebody from the Border Patrol that's going to join us on this kind of monumental decision was done today. You want to support Peter Navarro. Boy, was he magnificent today outside of that prison. I mean, just completely composed right off the top of his head from his heart. The beatdown he gave Nancy Pelosi and the J6 committee was just incredible. And I got to tell you, he's a very special guy. He's coming out with a book. You can pre-order it right now, The New MAGA Deal. It's over at Winning Team Publishing. That is Don Jr. and Sergio Gore's book publishing company. It's done Kerry Lake's, MTG, a bunch of them did the president's letters to Trump that we did the big special on back in the spring. NewMAGADeal.com is where you go. Support Peter Navarro. You will get all the top people you see here on the War Room going through the issues and going through the MAGA policies for President Trump's third victory and second term that will start in January 2025, the victory, of course, in November, something we work on every day here at the Worm. So support Peter Navarro. New MAGA deal. You will not be disappointed. This really lays out all the policies that got us, that got President Trump that great peace and prosperity when he was president in his first term, and all the policies going to drive this country in the second term. Short commercial break. Back with our own Brother Davis in a moment. We rejoice when there's no more. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
The Supreme Court ruled just a couple of minutes ago that Texas can continue to enforce a controversial immigration law that lets local police arrest and prosecute migrants. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez joins me from the White House. So, Gabe, yesterday it seemed like this decision was indefinitely on hold. There was a stay, and then suddenly today there is a ruling. What can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right, Katie. Well, we're just looking at that ruling right now and reading through it. But yes, as you mentioned, right now, the Supreme Court letting that controversial law known as SB 4 go into effect. And that was the law that Texas had passed last year, allowing law enforcement in the state to arrest migrants that had entered the state illegally. It's gone back and forth in the courts, but again, we're hearing now from the Supreme Court it is allowing this law to go into effect. And the court says the federal government, though, can return to the Supreme Court if the Fifth Circuit does not act soon to decide whether a law should continue to remain in effect. There is no timeline for the Fifth Circuit to act. And again, Katie, we're just going through this ruling right now to try and figure out the arguments on both sides of this. I just spoke to somebody here at the White House who says that they are going through it as well. But right now, they have no comment thus far. We have heard from the White House previously, though. They have repeatedly said that they believe that this law was unconstitutional, and they criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott that this law was politically motivated, and they have referred to his actions before when it came to immigration in Texas as political stunts. Now, Katie, we did speak with Governor Abbott just a couple of weeks ago down in Austin, and he said that this law, SB 4, was necessary because of the record number of migrants that have been going into the state of Texas, and he believed that since, in his view, the federal government had not acted, that the state of Texas, it was necessary to enforce this law. Now, I've also put in a call to the Texas Department of Public Safety just within the past few minutes. We have not heard back from them. There are a lot of questions about how this will be enforced and, you know, whether this really changes immigration law in the U.S. Because it is very significant, Katie. As you know, people that have challenged this law argued that the federal government was responsible for enforcing immigration law, and this appears to upend that. Again, we're just still going through this ruling, but again, the breaking news, Katie, that the Supreme Court is now allowing, at least for now, this law, SB 4, down in Texas, to go into effect. Katie.
Well, we talked about the state this morning, Todd Bensman, a kind of a blockbuster. I guess Justice Alito cracked the whip there and got people focused. Mike Davis?
Well, I mean, I think what the Supreme Court is doing here is they are following the normal appellate procedures where they're going to let the Fifth Circuit's order stay in place while the Fifth Circuit decides the merits of this case. And I would say, yes, it's the federal government's responsibility to protect our country from an invasion, including protecting the states from an invasion. It's actually in the Constitution of the United States. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. And the Biden Justice Department is not doing its constitutional duty to enforce our immigration laws and to protect these states like Texas from an invasion. Quite the contrary, President Biden is actually importing these illegal immigrants, 10 million and counting, including sending airplanes to go retrieve these illegal immigrants for Biden's invasion into our country. And so these states are trying to protect themselves because the federal government, including the Biden White House and the Biden Justice Department and the Biden Department of Homeland Security, are not following their constitutional duty. They're actually violating their constitutional oaths.
This is a pretty bad look for the Biden regime, is it not? Given this is kind of a blockbuster ruling. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a lot of these illegal immigrants found their way to Chevy Chase, Maryland, where these more squishy Supreme Court justices live. And, you know, they were perfectly fine with illegal immigrants all over Texas. But when you get up to Chevy Chase Country Club, that's where they draw the line.
Mike Davis, where do people go for Article 3? You are on fire right now. Particularly, you've got a new part of the website that it's an action center. Where do people go to get all of it?
So Article3Project.org, Article3Project.org. You can donate there. You can also take action there at Article 3 Project, at Article Number 3 Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth, and my personal is at MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA. And I would like to tell all the War Room listeners to go support Peter Navarro. Go support his legal defense fund.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, brother. The way you do that, go to one of the ways you do that is New MAGA Deal, his book. Peter Navarro, be here shortly. You can pre-order today the New MAGA Deal. Go to newmagadeal.com right there, newmagadeal.com. Winning Team Publishing. It's Don Jr., Sergio Gore. They're a great publishing company. Also, birchgold.com. Times of Turbulence. You saw the decision of the Supreme Court today. That's because of the invasion on the southern border. Of course, Haiti is about to collapse. It's only going to exacerbate this problem. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team about why gold seems to every couple of days be hitting a high up to its all-time high. Ask him what the convergent forces are that are driving that. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Check it out today. Art Del Cueto joins us now, the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He's been a border patrolman for 21 years. First, Art, you're in the Tucson sector, I believe. What is the National Border Patrol Council? What do you guys actually do?
So, I mean, in layman's terms, we're the union for the agents. We make sure that the agents are taken care of. But even more importantly, what we've been able to do is we've been the voice, right? We've been the voice of the voiceless. Unfortunately, you know, the agents, they just can't come out and just speak during their duties. People, you know, they can turn around and say they're doing it on behalf of the agency, which they're not. And that's where we stand in. You know, we stand in and we've been actually able to be very vocal, tell the world exactly what the problem is, what's going on at our nation's borders. And we do it under the umbrella of the National Border Patrol Council, which it really helps us be able to get pretty much the voice out to the American public of the reality of what's happening on our nation's borders so people can know the truth. You know, you'll see a lot of people that will come out sometimes. You even see, and I'm not trying to, you know, pick on anyone, but sometimes we even see some of the retired leadership that once they retire, they come out and they're very vocal. You know, fortunately, the National Border Patrol Council has individuals that are still active that have been able to come out and be vocal and speak out about the problems. You know, sometimes they'll get in trouble, right? That people are still looking at them for saying stuff. But the reality is, you know, the National Border Patrol Council has been very vocal about letting America know how bad, you know, the issues on the border are. And just recently, they've been disastrous. You know, I've been very vocal about it, obviously, through my social media and also through, you know, the Green Line podcast. But it's just letting the American public know what's really happening, you know, and we don't do it with anything, you know, extra where, you know, we're not asking for any kind of different support and other than we want the public to know what's happening and come election season, vote for the individuals that are actually going to be caring about the country and want to make sure that, the future of America is secure.
Art, take a second. There's been a lot of focus on the Rio Grande Valley, a lot of focus on Del Rio and Eagle Pass, a lot of focus because of what Governor Abbott's doing and Attorney General Paxton, the Supreme Court back and forth and all these different cases up there. Give us, what's the reality check in Arizona, Lukeville, the Tucson sector? You said one of your jobs is to make sure the American people know what's actually happening. Can you get us up to date on what is actually happening?
So, look, Governor Abbott has done a fantastic job with showing what's the problem over in areas of Texas. Obviously, you have this new law that the Supreme Court has lifted, and they're going to wait and see what comes out of it, which is very, very helpful. But look, when you're looking at other areas like Arizona in particular, the media doesn't really go out there. Areas in Arizona, particularly in Tucson sector, they're very remote areas compared to the rest of the border. So it's difficult to get out in those positions. And what you're seeing is many of the groups that are being detained in Tucson sector are sometimes two to three hours from a processing center. What that has allowed is it's allowed the drug cartels to continue to flood areas in Arizona more so than anywhere else. And during this administration, this is something that a lot of people don't know. During this administration, the Tucson sector has continuously been at the top when it comes to gotaways. And those are the people that obviously have gotten away. When you're seeing these groups that are entering in areas of Texas, you know, there's been reporters that have been out here in Arizona that in Arizona, they're still seeing black water jugs because that's what individuals are crossing in the middle of the night so they don't get detected. And they're still wearing carpet shoes. That's the rug that they put on the bottom of their shoes so their footprints don't get detected. And that is because even though it's easy to come in, ask for asylum, and they know that the majority are getting, the huge majority are getting released, in Tucson sector, unfortunately, it's the mecca of the gotaways. It's the main area where you're seeing a lot of drug trafficking still going on, and there's still individuals trying to get away. And that is what causes these large groups. So you have these large groups, they turn themselves in. That in itself distracts agents, so agents now have to respond to that area, and it gives other areas where are now less patrolled, it gives the cartels the ability to bring drugs and other individuals in the country that, you know, may have serious criminal backgrounds.
Talk about gotaways for a second. We got about 30 seconds here. I'm going to hold you through the break. What is a gotaway?
Those are the people that they just, it's like the word says, they got away. Those are people that go the extra steps not to get detected. And that's what's frustrating. It is so easy to come into the country, ask for asylum, and get released. It is unimaginable the criminal background of the individuals that are even circumventing that step. And again, the amount of drugs that continue to come into the United States is just astronomical compared to what was coming in through the last administration.
Art, can you hang on for 1 second? I want to hold you through the break. Art Del Cueto from the Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Why has gold been a hedge against times of turbulence financially for 8,000 years of man's recorded history? We're going back to the border next in the war room. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine." Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
So, Art, just walk people through then. There's 9 men that have come in and, you know, into the processing part of it. But the gotaways, these are particularly the hardest of the hardcore. I've heard numbers of a couple of million, 4 million, 1 million. How do we actually know? And how do you guys calculate in the different sectors so we can aggregate it up? How many are coming across that are gotaways every month?
Stephen, unfortunately, I wish I could answer that with a straight, you know, answering a straight number, but they can't. Whatever they're projecting, though, because of the way I've seen it from experience, it's much more. And I'll give you an example. When agents are out there trying to track a group, many times when it's a large group, what these individuals do is they walk one behind the other. So what agents will call out is they'll say 20 plus. If that group does not get apprehended, what goes down in the books is 20 gotaways. However, experience, and I've seen it before firsthand, I've seen some of those groups that originally were told as 20 plus to end up being 60 individuals or 60 plus that actually get arrested. If the agent wouldn't have gone after the group, the only thing you would register would be 20 gotaways. And unfortunately, because there's so many individuals that are turning themselves in and distracting law enforcement and agents to be able to have to detain them, process them, it just leaves other areas and gaps open for just tons and tons of groups to come in. And like I said, Arizona in particular, the areas are so remote that when an agent gets out there and catches a large group, it's going to take them over 3 hours to get into a processing center. Those 3 hours plus having to come back, that just allows numerous gaps, and that's where the drug cartels are taking advantage of everything.
Shouldn't we be most concerned, as tough as the processing part is about, and I know you guys have limited information because these countries have limited information to actually appropriately check for terrorism or criminality, disease, all that. Shouldn't we be most concerned about the gotaways? And it seems to me that there's almost no focus on that at all. Am I wrong in that there's almost no media focus, no real political focus on it?
Look, there hasn't been. It's been very limited what the media has done. It's gone as far as I've had reporters that have wanted to see and talk about the gotaways. And they tell me, well, in order to really talk about it, you need to get video of the gotaways. And I've always said, well, if we had video of the gotaways, they wouldn't be gotaways. So it's just been very, very difficult. But yeah, the numbers, the projected numbers aren't even close. It continues to happening. The drug cartels are continuing to, you know, fill their pockets with the groups that they're coming across. And if you look at, you know, some of these gotaways are where they're crossing drugs into the United States. And you look more or less at the street value of just fentanyl alone. It was right over $1 to get, a pill of fentanyl under the last administration. Under this administration, they're projecting that the street value more or less of fentanyl is 30 cents a pill. That tells you that there's a lot more drugs that are entering the country under this administration than ever before. And you have to look at the areas where the gotaways are. A lot of those areas are where the drug traffickers are, you know, having a field day. They're coming across. They control the southern border. They know to send the large groups in different areas of the country because it distracts law enforcement, and they know where the gaps are. Even this court ruling that you're seeing from Texas, you're going to see some movement on the Mexican side as well, because now you're going to create more of a turf war. But at the end of the day, if the federal government hasn't been doing, you know, their job by defending our nation's borders, it kind of put Texas, you know, with their hands cuffed. And thank God that you have, you know, a governor out there that's willing to do this. And it's really surprising that you don't have other governors in other border states not wanting to do a little bit more.
Art, how do people get to your podcast, all the content, particularly social media, because that's very informative? And also, how can we get to the National Border Patrol Council to find out about our audience, and how can they assist and help you guys?
So the National Border Patrol Council is very active, specifically within Twitter, also through their Facebook page. You can go through there. And where I'm at, I'm on the Green Line, which is available on iHeart and Spotify. And at the same time, I do most of my back and forth social media through Instagram. So it's at the official Art Del Cueto Instagram page.
Art Del Cueto, thank you very much. And thank the men and women of the Border Patrol. You guys are heroes. American patriots and heroes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
They're in harm's way every day, and the cartels are some of the most deadly, lethal enemies this country's ever had. Enemies, they are enemies of humanity. Tim Burchett is a congressman from Tennessee. Congressman, you just heard there about the, think about the fentanyl price. Under President Trump, it was $1. Now it's 30 cents. That shows you how much fentanyl is coming in. This week, DHS's appropriations is going to get brought to the floor with a bunch of other bills. I'm not hearing anything about having a secure border in that. What's the thinking of you and fellow individuals that are congressmen and women that are budget hawks, sir?
Well, the trouble is we don't have enough people with guts to stand up and just say what's going on at our border. And those brave border agents, I've been down there, as I know you have, and a lot of other people have seen just the nightmare of it. I met with a young lady, I guess about a month ago. I was in school with her. She's a 2 years younger than me, and her son had died, of course, from fentanyl. You know, it's hitting everywhere. But this budget is $62.2 billion for fiscal year DHS budget. And of course, there's not anything in there. There's a bunch of garbage in there for lawyers and bureaucrats and everything they said. You know, that stuff they said was in that so-called bipartisan bill that the left talks about how we voted down the bipartisan bill. You know, we didn't vote it down. Speaker Johnson just said it's dead on arrival. President Trump said it was dead on arrival. I said it was dead on arrival even before any of them said it. But you know, the national media wants to say that we killed this bill so we could have a disaster. So, you know, to make Trump look better. And the reality was the bill was a disaster. This budget is a disaster. And if we don't get some guts, we're going to lose our country. I mean, that's the bottom line. And it's not hyperbole and not some tinfoil hat wearing thing. I'm not some tinfoil hat wearing redneck. I'm a redneck. But this is just the reality of where we are in this country right now. Look, if we don't have a budget, I mean, if we don't have a border, we ought not have a budget. That's the bottom line. Shut it all down. I say shut it down.
We've been arguing about that now for a couple of months. And in the conference, because this has got to come to the conference first, are you telling me there's a majority of the majority that will actually say we don't have to shut the border, just let them go? Or, I mean, where's the fight for people saying, no, if DHS does not have the mandate right now to shut down the border and hermetically seal it, then we're not going to fund Biden's regime. What percentage of the conference is ready for a fight, and what percentage is going to roll over?
I'd say you got 25% or less, maybe hardcore, and the rest kind of squish. I think, honestly, Mr. Bannon, I think everybody's buying the goods that it's, you know, it's an election year. We don't need to shut down during an election year. You know what it would show? It would show that this Congress has fiscal control over this monstrosity, this $35 trillion in debt that we just keep racking it up. And it would show we had at least some common sense. Because the American public, this is the number one issue. I don't know what else you got to do when it shows 60, 70, 80% of the people, even liberal Democrats, say we've got a problem. When their houses are getting broken into, their friends are getting killed, their schools are overrun, their homeless shelters are overrun, their veterans are being kicked out of homeless shelters so illegals can come in there. So California giving them free health care. New York putting $53 million in credit cards to issue to illegals. States issuing them driver's license. Just go down the list. People are sick of it. I'm afraid it's almost too late. It's to the point of saturation with these folks. And we got to get some guts. Reagan shut the government down during his administration, shut down eight times. I say that, you know.
What is leadership? How can it only be 25%? What does leadership not get? You just said people are sick of it. It's in every district. We just had, and we'll have Ben Berquam on at 6. And thanks to Real America's Voice for letting, we were doing more of the Chicago, inner city Chicago, with the African-American leaders there are saying their aldermen are not protecting them, the mayor's not protecting them. I mean, the Pima County that Art Del Cueto is from, they're running out of money on the 31st of March. They're going to let tens of thousands, I think, of illegal aliens back onto the streets because the money for the shelters has run out. Right. How can the conference not understand this? I mean, the people in your district, I'm sure, are quite vocal about it. But it's like in every district, they're vocal about it. What is it? Is it money? Is it lobbyists? Is it willful negligence? What does it keep the conference, not the Democrats, the Republicans that were voted into office on this very topic? What is it to keep them from saying, no, you got to secure the border?
I think ultimately it's the national chambers of commerce. You know, we kind of the dark state or whatever. They have these guys' ears. They know that if somebody falls off your roof that doesn't speak the language, it's not an American citizen, they're not going to go to the a lawyer. They're going to be afraid to be deported. They'll be stuck into an emergency room, and that'll be about the end of it. You and I will pick up the tab. And so I think it's greed, and it's evident. But here's part of the problem. We run every 2 years. We ought to be able to, people ought to be able to hold their elected officials accountable. You know, when I go back into the district, in a lot of my rural areas, and I was in a, met with a group of seniors, and I swear half of them quoted me when I was on your show, and they talked about what was going on at our border and what needed to go on. And they said to me, why don't any of the others understand that we are sick of this? I hope that they hold their, that's part of the problem too. They know that their congressman will not be held. They know deep in their heart that they're not going to be held accountable, and they're going to sell out to the lobbyists, the K Street, whoever. And they're selling out our country. We're just trying to get through this next election cycle. So then we got two more years to sit here and you know, when the Republicans are in charge, and you know, we don't do it, then the Democrats are in charge, they don't do it. And it just goes back and forth, and it's very frustrating. People need to vote these people out. That's what they need to do. I don't care. Well, I don't care if you play golf with them, if they're a deacon at your church, if they teach your kids Sunday school, whatever. You need to vote their asses out. We got to get back control of our country. We have these communist Chinese here. We've got, you know, these African countries that hate us. There's all the communist influences that are infiltrating just every aspect of our life. And now we're funding 10 million. In the last 3 years, we put $400 billion in to take care of this.
What's
10 million?
We'd like to hold you through the break. But right now, Haiti is in a complete free fall and a collapse, and it's probably going to require. I know they're going to demand. I mean, we're against the insertion of American troops for order, but also they've already flown in 138,000 Haitians. They're Haitians on the water right now, heading to Florida. I mean, what do your colleagues say when you say, "Hey, there's another nation going to collapse, and they're all going to come to the United States because Biden has invited everybody here." Your thoughts?
Well, Western civilization. You know, we need to let people handle their own scuffles. You know, these people are cannibals, some of them. I've seen videos of them eating burnt carcasses that they've killed on the streets of Haiti. And these are the people some of these people are ones that are going to be coming into our country. I used to be a part of a little ministry, and this one guy I used to go visit, he's since been he was electrocuted in Tennessee. But I remember when I'd go visit him on death row, and there were some people there from Haiti that had come in during the last Haitian boat lift way back. This would probably have been in the 80s, I believe. Yeah. And he said, even the guys on death row, and they wouldn't even associate with some of the Haitians that were there, because what they'd done, they'd emptied their mental hospitals and they sent them over to America. And we better be ready for this. They just had a big prison break over there. It busted open. There's no way in the world that we're going to, this administration, these anarchists that are running this show, it's over. People better get mad, and they better get motivated and get to the polls.
Congressman, hang on for 1 second. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Every town a border town, every state a border state. We got that saying going in We Build the Wall back in 2019, 2020. You got to be prepared, got to be on point. Go to My Patriot Supply, the number one company in the sector. Remember, preparation or being a prepper is not just for folks up in the redoubt, right, in the Northwest and Idaho and Montana and Wyoming. It's now everybody in the country should be focused on this. My Patriot Supply is the number one company in the space. Go check it out today, MyPatriotSupply.com. Joe Reek and that team will take care of you. You can talk to a consultant and you can do it today, right when you go to the site. Great company, great products, great service, great way to walk you through all of this. Congressman Burchett, the War Room posse, particularly after today, Peter Navarro gets sent to prison for a misdemeanor. We're ready for a fight, and we want to fight over this budget. People are outraged at this border. For all the happy talk and all tapping along, the border's more open. 7,000 a day are being processed through than it's ever been. Haiti's going to collapse, and wait, American troops are going to be down there. They're going to be escorting hundreds of thousands of Haitians here, the good old United States of America. People are ready for a fight. So how do we do it? What's your guidance for us this week on this budget?
I would go out and get people registered to vote, and I would hold your people accountable. And when you talk to your representatives, let them know. Let them know you're going to be watching how they vote. Tell them, no border, no budget. Every town is a border town. We've just seceded is all we've done. And now we've got Haiti, and of course we're going to have the people from Gaza over here that Egypt and the Saudis don't want. And it's going to get brutal. It is going to get a lot worse before Election Day. But this is what happens when 20 million of y'all decide to stay home because you don't like a tweet that President Trump gave. He is going to be the only person who can turn this around. And if your congressman doesn't do it, I don't care if they're your brother-in-law. I don't care if you used to date them. They're your next door neighbor, whatever, your bridge partner, you vote their asses out. We're going to lose our country. It is past playing nice. Let's get to the polls, get angry, and do something about it. Quit talking about it and hold everyone accountable. If you're on Facebook, if you're a preacher, if you're Chamber of Commerce, any of those people want you to relinquish any of your rights to somebody from another country, which is exactly what you're doing. There's only so many dollars that we can borrow to pay for everything. And right now it's all going to people that are from overseas in our country illegally.
$2.5 trillion deficit on this budget, $2.5 trillion deficit on this budget that you're going to approve. Make sure the conference knows that the War Room posse is coming for them. What's your social media, Congressman? We need the Bannon War Room bump for you. So where do they go?
I love the Bannon bump on X or Twitter, at Tim Burchett, TimBurchett. And thank y'all so much. God bless you. That is right there, that little grave right there with those stones on, it's my daddy's. He was a United States Marine, and mama's buried on the other side there. She was she flew an airplane during the Second World War, lost a brother fighting the Nazis. Let's not spit on those graves, folks. This one's for all the marbles. If y'all don't get to the polls, we're going to have to turn out the lights, and we have nowhere to go. It's on our shoulders. So please get out and vote. Do what's right. Let's save our country. And thank you, Mr. Bannon, for everything.
Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it. Tomorrow we're going to have Grace on here in the morning, and we're going to get the bill blaster. You guys that don't have it, because this week only got a couple of days. I think they're going to try to vote on this thing on Thursday or Friday before they're gone for, wait for it, 2 weeks. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. Mike Lindell, you never take a day off. And the folks at MyPillow don't take a day off. Mike Lindell is going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour. I really want to thank Real America's Voice. Ben Burquam is going to join us in our 6 o'clock hour over at Lindell TV from Chicago. This amazing report he's done. Ben's actually up in Illinois. I think he talks in Geneva, Illinois tomorrow. Burquam's going to join us. Mike just got back from Illinois. Mike's going to talk to us about a bunch of stuff going on that he saw about the machines. But people want to talk about product, brother. They want deals. Right, give me. I need a MyPillow deal. I'm jonesing for a deal.
Hit me. And you guys, I'm going to say it right here. We brought back the free shipping for the War Room exclusive. This is an exclusive countrywide. It's just the War Room posse. That promo code War Room. Your whole order will ship for free. Now, what we've launched, and you'll see it all over the media here in about 3-4 days. It's an extravaganza that we're having, a $25 extravaganza. What it is, all the products you're seeing there, we've got the MyPillow Premium, King or Queen, $25. The MyPillow towel sets that were on sale for $29.95, now $25. And then we got the sandals. If you go to the website, themypillow.com, and you guys scroll down to you see Steve right there, the couch pillows. You guys don't even know about them. These couch pillows, $25. They're normally like $40, $50. The sandals that came in for this spring, the technology in them, they're like $50, $60 sandals. The best sandals ever, $25. The Roll and Go pillows you see there, these pillows that have American flags, they've got me holding the flag, got all these patriotic things on them that you need to bring everywhere, $25 for two of them. They're all our beach towels that just came in. Those are going to be $50, $25. It's a $25 extravaganza. We're doing it to the War Room Posse early, but free shipping, you guys. Free shipping on your whole entire order. So you can get, you know, it's almost like you're getting it for free, some of these items that cost us to ship. The big ticket items now, you can go back and take advantage of that because you've got the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow mattresses. Take advantage of this free shipping. We brought it back today. You know, here's what has been happened, Steve. A lot of the War Room Posse says, well, Mike, why do we have to buy $75 worth? We've supported you before we get the free shipping. They had a good point. So free shipping for the War Room Posse. Call the 1-800-873-1062. The home reps, you guys, these guys, they've been attacked by the IRS and they shouldn't be working from home. It's disgusting. By the way, we beat it in 2 states now, but you guys have supported them while they sit there and have to be worried every day of what our government's trying to do to them too. It's disgusting that this employee-owned company gets attacked. I want to personally thank all of you with the biggest special we've ever had on multiple products for $25 and free shipping for the War Room Posse.
Mike Lindell, thank you so much. Get ready. I'll see you next hour.
Okay. Thanks,
Dave. Dave Walsh, and thanks, brother. Dave Walsh and Ben Harnwell are going to join us. Farmers throughout the world, particularly in Europe, have been raising holy hell about being trying to put out of business. The Saudi head of Aramco laid down about the sustainability movement, this cult of climate change, how it's destroyed our economy. Dave Walsh is coming in with both barrels. Ben Harnwell. We also have Ben Burquam. Take a short commercial break. We'll be back in a moment in the War Room. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11. Shortly after, the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes,
buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.